Hi, kids. What do you think of horoscopes?
I don't know. They don't seem too harmless to me. It's just a bunch of people saying, oh, this is what my day is going to be like. I mean, what does it really matter?
They're awesome. I don't know why anybody would think they were wrong.
You know, horoscopes, I don't know. It doesn't feel right. It just doesn't seem like anybody could decide what everybody's going to be like in that day.
You know, I kind of agree with her. I don't believe in horoscopes. I don't think they can tell your future.
Yeah. I agree.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then who's right? Are horoscopes good, bad, or harmless fun? Well, let's listen to today's Kids Corner and see what happens to Scooter, who pays attention to his horoscope. Time for Kids Corner's Listen Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Friday afternoons. School is out and tomorrow is Saturday, a whole day where no one is making you do stuff. At least, that's what Liz thinks. His friend Spike, however, has something different in mind, which he lets Liz in on as they walk home from school.
Amazing! Just amazing!
What is?
This book.
Horoscopes and astrology? Spike!
What?
You shouldn't be messing around with that stuff.
But it's amazing.
Yeah, so you said.
Really? This book says that the answers to all of life's problems can be found in the stars. It's
yeah, amazing.
Totally.
You don't really believe that, do you?
Okay, Mr. Skeptical, just feast your eyes on this.
Newspaper.
Yesterday's newspaper, to be exact, with yesterday's horoscopes. Read that one.
The simplest act of sharing could be an effort, but push yourself and it'll be worthwhile.
Ha! What do you think about that, huh?
What do I think about what?
Don't you remember yesterday? I had a peanut butter and fruit fly sandwich and Maury Clumptoes wanted a bite.
So?
So I didn't want to give him any. But he kept pestering me and I finally did. And he gave me one of his jelly maggots.
And again I say, so?
Boy, are you dense. Simple act of sharing, all worthwhile. My horoscope came true.
Your horoscope said to push yourself. You didn't. Maury pestered you.
I had to push myself to not tell him to get lost.
Oh.
And I got rewarded. It was dead on accurate.
Yeah, now who's being dense?
All right, then. If you don't believe my horoscope, maybe you'll believe yours.
Oh, Spike, this is ridiculous.
You have good reason to believe that you're attracting attention or that someone is behaving oddly toward you.
Well, the someone behaving oddly part is right.
Listen, your senses are finely tuned. You notice things that don't register with others. Now, if that doesn't describe you, I don't know what does.
Okay, maybe that sounds a little like me. It still doesn't mean anything.
Yeah? Then read the last two lines.
Oh, give me that. This isn't some figment of your imagination. Test your beliefs. Amazing.
You see? What do you say now?
I don't know what to say. I'm still not convinced there's anything to this, though.
This is my street. Look, meet me at the corner market in the morning. We'll check tomorrow's horoscopes in the newspaper.
I don't know, Spike.
Hey, it's just harmless fun. Come on, please.
Okay, tomorrow at the corner market.
Do you love a good Jesus story? This month, Kids Corner has a great way to learn and share the story of Jesus with the Life of Jesus coloring book. Color pictures from the parables of the good neighbor and the lost son, and from Jesus feeding the 5,000 or healing a young girl. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page button to download the Life of Jesus coloring book. Then check out all our activities, crafts, songs, and ebooks available from your friends at Kids Corner.
The next morning, Liz was on his way to the corner market when he ran into a friend at the post office.
Hi.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Ms. Gecko.
Please call me Granny.
Okay, Granny. You waiting for mail?
Waiting for the mail truck, actually.
Huh?
I have a package on that truck with some parts I need for a new gadget I'm making.
Gadget?
Yeah. I like to tinker around with inventions.
Really? So does Grandpa Noli.
Oh, I know. He let me borrow some of his tools. So what brings you out on this nice Saturday morning?
Oh, I'm just meeting a friend.
Not planning any mischief, are you?
No. I mean, I don't think so.
Easy, Liz. I was just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Something wrong, Liz?
No. Can I ask you a question, Granny?
Of course.
What do you think about astrology and horoscopes?
Oh, so that's what the problem is, huh?
Well, it's not a problem. I just wonder what you think, that's all.
Well, I tried astrology once when I was a youngster, and all it did for me was get me into trouble.
Really? How?
I used to be a lot wilder in my younger days. As a matter of fact, I used to be something of a scrapper.
You mean, you used to fight?
To put it bluntly, yes.
But you're a girl.
Thanks for noticing. Girls can fight too, you know. And being a girl sure didn't stop me from kicking the snot out of anyone that got in my way.
Wow.
Well, I used to read my horoscope every morning in those days. And one morning, it told me that I would conquer all my enemies that day. So I went out and picked a fight with the toughest bully in school, Greta Dragon.
Greta? Another girl?
It was an all-girls school.
Oh.
Greta had been giving me a hard time, but she was also quite a bit bigger than me.
Yikes.
I was doing pretty good until two of her friends showed up.
Oh, double yikes.
Yeah, well, once my bruises healed and the swelling went down around my black eyes enough for me to read again, I decided that from then on, when I needed guidance, I'd stick to God's word. It's much better than relying on horoscopes any day.
So a good thing came out of a bad thing, didn't it?
Yes, God has a way of redeeming our actions. He can always make good things come out of bad things. But he would much rather we didn't do bad things in the first place.
Like reading horoscopes?
Like reading horoscopes.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Why the sudden interest in horoscopes, anyway?
Well, I have this friend, Spike, and he wants...
Granny?
Oh, excuse me, Liz. My package come, Joe.
Bad news, Granny. It wasn't on the truck.
What? Sorry, Liz. I have to take care of this.
Oh, that's okay, Granny. I need to get going anyway. Thanks. See you later.
Now, Joe, I need those parts.
Well, I guess I can call the main office.
While Liz was talking with Granny Gecko, Spike was at the corner store, buying a copy of the newspaper and weekly Scopes, a horoscope magazine. He was outside the store thumbing through his purchases when he saw a young lizard named Scooter standing by himself looking very anxious.
Scooter?
Hi, Spike.
Hey, what's going on? You seem kind of jumpy.
Yeah, I guess I am. A little. I'm doing the initiation.
What initiation?
The initiation. You know, to join the iguanas.
There's an initiation to join the iguanas?
Yeah, at least there is for me. That's what they told me, and now I'm in the middle of it.
Oh. So, how's it going?
Fine. Except that one of the things I have to do for the initiation is to bungee jump off the top of the water tower.
Wow, that sounds kind of dangerous.
That's why I'm a little jumpy. Not about the bungee jumping, really, but...
But what?
Well, I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah, that could definitely be a drawback in bungee jumping.
I don't know whether I should do it or not.
I know a good way to find out.
How?
Your horoscope.
Horoscope? I don't know.
It'll tell you exactly what you need to know. Now, let's see. Your birthday is in June, right?
Yeah.
Here you are. Even though a task may seem impossible, you can accomplish it if you put your mind to it. Fear is your enemy.
Wow. Does it really say that?
Read for yourself.
Wow.
See? I knew the horoscope would help.
That was just what I needed. I'm doing it.
You go, Scooter.
Thanks, Spike.
No problem. That was good.
Spike?
Hi, Liz.
Listen, I just talked to Granny Gecko about this horoscope stuff, and she doesn't think we should be doing it.
I can't believe it.
What?
I just can't believe it.
What? What? What?
I knew you were gonna say that.
What? How?
Your horoscope.
Oh, Spike.
I'm serious. Read it.
I don't wanna read it.
Come on, read it.
All right. A trusted friend will give you counsel and advice, but though that friend is well-meaning, the advice is not good. You should ignore it? Wow!
That's just what Scooter said.
This is completely accurate.
So with Scooters, I'm telling you, this stuff is amazing.
Well, what does yours say?
Let's see. Things are getting too routine. You need to break out of your box. A change of scene is in order.
A change of scene?
It's right again. I have been feeling like I'm in a box. Okay, change of scene it is. Come on.
Where are we going?
To the mall.
The mall?
Yep.
I'm not sure that's such a good idea, Spike. I mean, that's all the way downtown. I've never been there by myself without asking my folks first. And maybe we should go to the park.
We always go to the park. That's probably why my horoscope said I need a change of scene. Now, come on.
I still don't think we should go.
Look, I just bought this magazine, Weekly Scopes. Read your horoscope in this.
Be flexible. A new opportunity will present itself. Jump at it.
See? It fits right with my horoscope. Our going to the mall today is in the stars.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is. Okay, to the mall!
To the mall!
Howdy, folks. Cohort here. Have I got a deal for you? No, I ain't trying to sell you a Cicada ZR500. A fine automobile, I might add. Instead, you need to check out the Kids Corner sketchbook with all your favorite Kids Corner characters to draw and color. Make your best version of Grandpa Noli, Granny Gecko, Lucille, and all the gang. There'll be some drawing of that lame-o Liz Lacerda, too. And not to mention, yours truly, Cohoy. So head over to kidscorner.net and download your free Kids Corner sketchbook. Yee-hoo!
Liz and Spike went to the mall and had a wonderful time looking at stuff in the shops.
This is great! See? I knew my horoscope was right.
I have to admit, this has been a nice change of scene. Where to next?
Let's go to the novelty shop.
Okay.
They went into the shop and split up, looking around. After a few minutes, something caught Spike's eye.
Liz, come here.
What is it?
Look. Maps.
Cool. Old ones, too.
Yeah, really old.
Wow, look at this one.
It's one of the hills surrounding the town.
Yeah, but look, it shows where all the caves around here are.
Whoa, maybe there's treasure in some of those caves.
Well, I don't know about that, but it'd be great to do some exploring.
What are these markings?
Not sure. Hey, there's a key down here at the bottom.
Let me see.
Wait a second, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, after me.
Hey, guess again, bucko.
Hey, I found the map.
But I'm holding it.
Not for long. Get it.
Spike, stop it.
Hand it over, Liz.
Liz, stop pulling it.
Give it to me.
Spike, stop pulling it. Paper's gonna... Oh, no.
Look what you did. You tore it.
I tore it? You were the one pulling on it.
That's because you wouldn't let go.
Do you have any money?
No. Do you?
A couple bucks, yeah. How much is it?
$6.50.
Oh, I don't have enough.
Maybe we can hide it.
Hide it how?
Try rolling it up and put it behind the other maps.
Good idea.
Did you say that?
No, I thought you did.
No, it wasn't me.
Me either.
Well, then who was it?
Who are you?
I own this place.
Oh, boy.
How clever of you. There was only one map, but you both turned it into two.
That map was torn when we picked it up.
We all know it wasn't. And we also know that you don't have enough money to pay for it, right?
No, sir.
That's too bad. So, any suggestions on how we can solve this? Because if you don't have any, then I have no choice but to call the police.
The police?
Wait. I think I know how to solve this. Sir, may I use your phone?
First you wreck my merchandise, and now you want to run up a phone bill?
I won't be on long, please.
Why not?
Liz used the phone to call the one person he hoped would understand and help them out.
Oh, thanks for coming, Granny.
You're welcome, Liz.
And for bailing us out.
No problem, although I'm a little confused. How come you didn't call your parents to come and help you?
Parents?
Yeah, you know, the two bigger lizards that live with you go by the names Mom and Dad.
Yeah, parents. Well, I mean, you see, it's, well, it's kind of like, Spike? Huh? Help!
Oh,
help!
Spike. Our parents. You see, well, they,
Could it be that they don't know you're here?
Well, could be.
Uh-huh. You have to tell them, you know.
We do? We will.
We will?
Yes, we will. And we'll pay you back as soon as we can, Granny, I promise.
Oh, I know you'll do that. So why are you here, anyway? You usually go to the park, don't you? How'd you get into this mess?
Well, we were gonna go to the park. As a matter of fact, I told Spike we should.
Yeah, he did.
So why didn't you?
Well, we thought we needed a change of scenery.
Just like that. This thought just popped into your head out of the blue?
Not exactly.
My horoscope put it there.
Horoscope? Oh, Liz, after our talk this morning, you went out and followed a horoscope?
I didn't follow the horoscope. I followed Spike. He followed the horoscope.
It's the same thing.
Oh, I know, but it was all so right. I mean, my horoscope told me not to listen to you.
What?
Well, not in so many words, exactly, but, well, it sure seemed to.
That's the problem with horoscopes. They don't really tell you anything. And just like my story, they led you into nothing but trouble.
Oh, no. Oh, what? No.
What?
What's wrong, Spike?
More trouble. Scooter!
It's summertime. What's your favorite thing to do in the summer? Hike a trail in the woods? Go swimming at the beach? Or enjoy a long bike ride? Check out Kids Corner's Summer Praise Scavenger Hunt for the whole family. It'll delight all the senses and get you out exploring the beauty of God's creation. As you explore each activity, read Psalm 23 and remember that God is always caring for us. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Summer Praise Scavenger Hunt. Together, as a family, look out your window or go for a nature hunt outside. It's all for free from Kids Corner.
As they raced to the water tower, Spike told Liz and Granny all about his conversation with Scooter earlier. Granny stopped off at a phone booth to call the fire department, while Liz and Spike continued onto the tower.
There he is! On the catwalk! How amazed he got up there!
Hang on, Scooter! We're coming!
Wait a minute, Spike. What do you mean, we're coming?
I mean, we're going up there to get it!
In your dreams? We're gonna wait for the fire engine.
Liz, he's terrified, and it's my fault. Liz!
All right. Let's go.
Liz and Spike climbed up the tower, calming Scooter as they went.
Hang on, Scooter! We're coming!
How'd you get up here, Scooter? I thought you were scared of heights.
I am.
Good, Liz. Remind him of what he already knows.
I was okay going up and even putting on the bungee cord, but when I looked down,
It's okay, Scooter. We're right here.
And so are the firemen. See, here comes the ladder.
The fire ladder rose right to where they all were, and the firemen were up it in a flash. They carefully unhooked Scooter and carried him down.
Okay, boys, you're next. Come on.
Come on, Spike.
I'm right behind you.
As Spike stepped onto the ladder, his foot slipped, and before anyone could stop him, he plunged over the catwalk railing.
Spike!
Fortunately, Spike's foot was tangled up in the bungee cord. Spike bounced up and down and up and down, but he was okay. The firemen got Spike down in short order. Everyone was safe. The firemen left, but Granny had a few words for Liz, Spike, and Scooter.
First off, all three of you should know it's plumb silly to do something as dangerous as climbing up a water tower.
Yes, ma'am.
Second, Scooter, if you have to go through that kind of initiation to get into a club, then maybe the club isn't worth getting into.
But, Granny,
I want you to know that I'm letting the police know about this, and they are going to have a little talk with the iguanas about this initiation of theirs.
Oh, boy.
And as for you two, I hope this little incident shows you once and for all why you shouldn't read or listen to horoscopes and astrology.
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Spike?
Yes, ma'am, but...
But what?
What should I read or listen to?
I think Liz knows the best answer to that, don't you, Liz?
I sure do. The best thing to read and follow is the Bible.
Right. The Bible is the best guide of all. It will never lead you to do something that you shouldn't be doing.
Maybe you're right.
I know you're right.
You know, I was thinking of starting a Bible study. You both are invited. Well, just as soon as we all get off restriction, that is.
Sounds like a good idea, Liz. A very good idea.
You tell me I can trust the stars, that they are there to guide me. Well, I think I've got some news for you. What you said to me, you lied.
I think Liz, Spike, and Scooter will definitely think twice before reading a horoscope ever again. It's just not something to fool around with. That's why God said in Leviticus 19:26, "Do not practice any kind of evil magic at all." Instead, God wants us to look to the Bible for directions for what we should do. Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is like a lamp that shows me the way. It is like a light that guides me." This is a very good verse to remember if you're ever tempted to mess around with horoscopes.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
KidsCorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
and follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Bill Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.